If you say something with confidence, then you can't be wrong.
I don't even know.
This is Bishop and Laurinaitis.
All right, let's head on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our good buddy Doug LeMaurice joining us as he does every single Friday on a football Friday. Doug, thanks for the time. As you think about this, this is a tough one, man. Like James and I were really hoping for Minnesota just because it would be different, it would look different, the attack would be different. Am I missing anything? Is this pretty straightforward in terms of this Wisconsin thing? James and I kind of think there's one way Wisconsin can win, and it's a combination of catastrophe with Fields and them just somehow getting Jonathan Taylor going, which they haven't been able to do. Not against us.
No, Wisconsin is Wisconsin, which is great. Right. 11 weeks out of the year, and it doesn't work against Ohio State. I keep going back to Ohio State's 10-1 against Wisconsin in the last 11, and most of those 11 Wisconsin teams have been the same as this team, which, again, all credit to Wisconsin for developing a culture and a style of play that allows them to succeed at this level, but especially indoors. I just don't know how it's going to work. I mean, even what you guys are describing is, like, you know, the worst case scenario for Ohio State. Now, 2 years ago, JT Barrett, was 4 days off of knee surgery and was limping around in the dome, and Ohio State still won with a team that wasn't as close to as talented as this team is. So I just don't see it for Wisconsin, you know, unless Ohio State turns it over six times or something.
Doug, I'm trying to figure out a way for – I guess the one thing that concerns me as I go into this, and I want to see your level of concern, is from people that I've talked to, Fields' knee really is, you know, dinged up a little bit. So that might limit some of his mobility. Now, will that limit him if someone loses contain, he can run straight, right? If it's an MCL, meniscus, running straight won't be the hard thing. It's if there's a spy, one-on-one, all that. And Wisconsin was able to get to him, especially in the first half of the first game. Does that concern you at all, or is this to the point where you're like, listen, our O-line, our trenches won the battle anyway. JK had a good day. He'll be fine. Are you concerned much about the mobility and Fields and the knee?
No, I think that, to me, the main thing of this game is getting Justin Fields through healthy in a way that he can be as close to 100% in the playoff as possible. Because, you know, yeah. I mean, Ohio State's probably in even if they lose. So I'm curious how Ryan Day is going to manage this. But I think Justin even said, I don't need to be mobile for us to win in this game. And I think that's true. And I would be intrigued if we see what would Justin Fields look like if he was Dwayne Haskins and really doesn't have that run option and they don't call runs for him and he's not going to scramble that much. What would it look like? Man, he might stand back there and throw for 350. So I think it's, you know, the long-term part of it, I think, is a big thing to think about and watch. The short-term part of it, I don't think it drastically reduces Ohio State's effectiveness.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Doug LeMaurice, Cleveland.com on the Bryant Heating Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. I'm with you. I think they're in no matter what. I think they're the one seed if they just win the way that they've kind of won, honestly. And I think that that's really important because I don't know if you agree with us or not, Doug, but I think there's an enormous difference between 1, 2, and 3, and 4. And I think 4 is going to be in Oklahoma. I think the committee's kind of reverse rigged that to make sure that that happens if Oklahoma takes care of business. And if you're Ohio State, you'd much rather play them than Clemson. Can that even be in Ryan Day's head that we got to be impressive and win to make sure we hold on to that one spot?
I think he wouldn't admit it, but I think it's in there somewhere. Yeah. And as much attention as we all have rightly given to the Ohio State LSU battle for number one and all the storylines with Joe Burrow, Clemson is like the team is out there that Ohio State hasn't dealt with. You know, they beat Bama on the national stage. They beat Notre Dame. They beat USC. They've dominated the Big Ten. They haven't beaten this Clemson. And so that is sort of a hurdle, I think, not just for this team, but for this Ohio State program, knowing what happened in 2016, you know, it would be a heck of a thing for Ohio State. They shouldn't be afraid of anybody, but if somehow
right.
they're the one and then LSU takes out Clemson in the semifinal and you can beat either Oklahoma, Utah, and LSU to win the national title without having to face Clemson, that's an easier road. So I do think number one matters. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, especially when Clemson is kind of that one team, Doug, that it kind of sets you back. You thought, to be honest, we thought we were going to beat Clemson. Right after you win it in 14, you have the 15 roster, and you're saying, "Well, here we go. This is going to be a run with Urban that's going to be basically what Clemson did. You know, they took off and they've been in the title game or winning it. So that's a good kind of psyche type of matchup as well. What's your take, Doug, on J.K. Dobbins, Jonathan Taylor, Big Ten running back of the year? Bo and I did a little back and forth. We kind of compared their numbers versus like opponents, like defenses. Head-to-head, obviously, J.K. had a really nice day. But what's your thought process on that? And then also that's going to affect Doak Walker, you know, coming down the pike, but just that head-to-head matchup of two really good running backs.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that I think with that, and I think a lot of Ohio State fans, I even had a little bit of fun with it, you know, when Jonathan Taylor wins the Big Ten Running Back Award this week, and it's like, this is another chance for J.K. Dobbins to try to get revenge. The thing that I feel most strongly about is, and I've been on some calls with about some All-American talk and that kind of thing, it just feels like to me that there's a perception maybe nationally, maybe not even as much in the Big Ten, but nationally that, like, Jonathan Taylor is the best. Maybe Chuba Hubbard too, but like they're the top two guys, and then maybe J.K.'s like maybe the next level. I don't know if J.K. Dobbins is better than Jonathan Taylor. I'm sure he's just as good.
Yes.
And yeah. So if you want to tell me it's a coin flip between Dobbins and Taylor, I'll buy that. If you want to tell me that, like, no, Jonathan Taylor, what he's done in his career and that offense, and he's the focus of it, and he's got to carry the burden, he's better than J.K. Dobbins, I don't buy that. I think if you put J.K. in that offense and say, here's 25 carries a game every day, you are the offense, I think he'd do what Taylor did or more. So it's the battle of one guy has more talent, one guy has more burden. To me, they are absolutely on the same level, but like, just don't try to tell me that Taylor's a cut above.
Yeah, and Doug, I think some of that too is just from, I mean, every time you watch a Wisconsin game, right, you know the narrative. You know what the open's going to be.
Yep.
You know, and from being on the TV side of it, you're saying, okay, we got Wisconsin this week. What are we going to say? Well, we're going to say, Jonathan Taylor, how impressive has he been? Let's show a graphic of his numbers versus the other guys, you know, what they've gained by junior year. And when you talk about Ohio State, you got more options, right? You're going to talk about Justin Fields. Oh, my gosh, what about Ryan Day? What about Chase Young? So I think that hurts J.K. a little bit.
I think you're right. And I do think – you guys mentioned the Doak Walker. You know, we did a big Heisman discussion on Buckeye Talk this week. Like, I think there's an outside chance that a running back could squeak his way into New York. I think at the moment, if people would vote for a running back in their top three on the Heisman, it would be Hubbard or Taylor. But if J.K. Dobbins goes out and puts 200 yards up in Indianapolis and Jonathan Taylor is held to 50, I think J.K. would have a chance to swing that late and maybe make a push for some people to say, yeah, this guy is the best running back in the country.
Yeah, I think there's a chance for that for him. I think it's more likely it's the other two Ohio State guys that are there. I'll get you out of here on this, Doug. This is one that you and I would have had in the press box when I was traveling with the team every week, and you were as well. And it goes around Oklahoma, and I've been saying on this show for about 3 weeks now that the committee will do everything in their power to provide a path for Oklahoma to be the fourth team. And at the time, they were behind everybody, and everyone was panicking. And I just wait to the last poll, and it's played out that way. They put Baylor at 7. They put Oklahoma at 6. There is no debating that a playoff with Oklahoma as the 4, with the storyline of Jalen Hurts, with Lincoln Riley, with the known brand, is more attractive to the television partners, more attractive to the ticket-buying public than Utah is. And I think it matters. And not a lot of people are talking about the brand part of Oklahoma. Anytime I hear a conversation about a college football conversation, they always just talk about all these other things. It's never talked about their brand. I think brand does matter. And I think if Oklahoma wins, even if they win narrowly, they're going to be the 4 and they're going to jump Utah. Where do you sit on it?
I am less on the side of that brain seeps into the room. I think it might be in the back of the minds of some people. I think it's a subconscious thing sometimes. I think some of the former coaches in there, you know, have an appreciation for programs that have established themselves over time. They also like balance. They also like defense. I mean, like, there are times that, you know, that I think – you know, again, we can have this conversation all times. There's no consistency. There's no parameters.
Right.
They can do whatever they want. Sometimes I feel like they like balance and they ding you if they feel like you score 50 but you give up 50. But then at other times it feels like they get enamored with the big point total. So I think it does come down to this weekend, but I do think Oregon having the loss, so that Utah-Oregon is not the same kind of showdown that Baylor Oklahoma is cracks the door a little bit on that. I still think Utah has a very strong chance to make it, but I'm not going to completely dismiss what you said.
All right, that's our good buddy, Doug Lamorese, Cleveland.com. Appreciate you as always, Doug.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.